Patrick Kurielke, Andrew Breitbart was right, pop culture matters. By Patrick Kurielke on November 1, 2018. I'm telling you, they're uninteresting, they're vicious. They're vitriolic, they're really, really not good people, and I'm willing to say that on the record. Andrew Breitbart on The People Who Run Hollywood. I remember when I first heard this quote, I thought it must have been a bit of hyperbole offered up as red meat to Andrew's conservative audience. At the time, I'd just been in the trenches with my new friend. A series of stories I'd published with Andrew's then relatively unknown website Breitbart.com was first a hit in right-wing media circles, then bled into the far-left New York Times and Washington Post after the series forced the resignation of an Obama administration appointee. It was a thrilling time. Andrew was helping me change the world from my kitchen counter. But even after being attacked by a few from Movie City as a result of the stories, I wasn't ready to concede Andrew's point about the people running Hollywood. They simply didn't seem as bad as he described. I couldn't have been more wrong. Just a few years later, I would find myself trapped inside what I can only describe as an uber-elite Tinseltown cult, a group of some of Hollywood's biggest players that were committed liberal supremacists. We were mistakenly accepted into the club before knowing their beliefs. But once they had learned we were filthy conservatives, it became apparent that the group would rather see my family's lives turned upside down than spend a single second in the presence of Trump-supporting deplorables. In a kind of Hail Mary, my wife and I decided to include an abridged version of our experience with these people in a story we were working on for Breitbart News called Tinseltown Travelogue, in hopes that someone, anyone, from this leftist cult would talk some sense into the larger community so we wouldn't have to completely uproot our family. What was perhaps most surprising was that our trouble started when we confronted a father from our community for getting in bed with other people's kids. In the city where the hashtag MeToo movement was born, you'd think Hollywood elites would have rallied to our position. Who in the hell would back a man who admittedly napped with children that weren't his own? The people of Hollywood, that's who. The swiftness of their turn showed the decision to back the kid cuddler over right-wingers was a no-brainer. Storytelling is completely dominated by the left. Conservatives don't have a chance in making a long-term impact on culture if they don't actively participate in this art form. As Andrew Breitbart once proclaimed to conservatives, pop culture matters. He gave me my first shot at storytelling, and I agree with my old friend. It's time for us to take Andrew's insights seriously and not just mock liberal Hollywood's clownish behavior, but also create stuff that breaks the stranglehold that Tinseltown has on culture. We'd like to think red-pilled America is a step in that direction, and hope you will agree. Patrick Kurielke is a Breitbart News contributor, former applied physicist, and co-host of Red-Pilled America. He can be followed on Twitter at Kurielke.